WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Many health experts pleased. A new CDC advisory panel has tabled a vote on changing a longstanding recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines for newborns. Dr. Flor Munoz at the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
There has been 30 years of progress with prevention of hepatitis B disease and potentially cancer.
President Trump and China Xi Jinping speaking by phone this morning to firm up a deal to save TikTok in the U.S. CBS's Natalie Brands at the White House.
This comes after earlier in the week, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed that there was a framework for a deal and that the commercial terms had been agreed upon.
Breaking news from the Chicago suburbs, federal agents clashing with protesters outside an ICE facility. CBS News Chicago's Darius Johnson's in Broadview.
That is resulting in protesters being dragged, pushed to the ground, arrested, and being hit with tear gas, pepper balls, rubber bullets.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wisconsin State Superintendent delivered this year's State of Education Address in the Capitol yesterday. Melissa Kay reports.
Those gathered at the state capitol were greeted by the strings of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra on Thursday for the State Superintendent's State of Education Address. Dr. Jill Underley took to the podium to share the story of education in the Badger State.
Across Wisconsin, our public schools are strong. They are resilient places where every child belongs, where diversity is celebrated, not demonized, where differences aren't feared, but embraced and seen as opportunities to grow together as human beings.
Dr. Underley explained the opposition public schools are facing from the federal government.
Because instead of being a true partner, the federal Department of Education is using critical funding as a bargaining chip, threatening or withholding it with little or no notice, while demanding compliance with unclear and unlawful demands.
She said when we overlook students, it shows up in their learning.
And those who reduce a student's success to a single test score miss the full story, the full human behind that number.
Dr. Underley also addressed the school voucher system.
And here's the truth. We are starving one system while funding another. We cannot afford to keep pulling resources away from public schools to fund private ones and expect both to thrive.
She said the next chapter's pages are still blank.
Will we be the generation that looked away as our schools crumbled? Or will we be the ones who stood up, kept our promise, and chose to write a different story?
What happens next is up to Wisconsinites.
Let us choose to write a better story for our kids, for our schools, for the Wisconsin we believe in. Thank you.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player. Yelly, you know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow. Kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect. So we got to learn how to make adjustments from that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Most of the day will be dry, but a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, possible late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely tonight. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Currently, it's 62.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School football team plays host to Wisconsin Rapids in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, and K5 Construction. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids in high school football. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on Wausau's only radio home for high school play-by-play. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba.
There's a lot more that unites us than divides us, particularly hockey. Bill McCoshin, president of the Janesville Jets, will be along. Peter Rapine looks at the Week in Review, and Phil Nee on Outdoor Theaters. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, it is our final free ticket Friday. Up for grabs, a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets for the game a week from tonight at MFAM Field. Mm-hmm. Brewers hosting Cleveland. Four-pack Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. All you have to do is text in via the Civic Media app only. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. You have until 11 o'clock to text in the word GOLD via the Civic Media app, and then you're in the running for that great four-pack Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets for next Friday's game against Cincinnati. GOLD, G-O-L-D. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2, then Todd 2 to 4, and Maggie 4 to 6. Another good reason to get the Civic Media app. There is another multi-state text-to-win contest right around the corner.
Ooh, yeah.
Wonderful and fabulous prizes.
A prize, by the way, I just want to mention really quick. I want to give a really quick shout-out. We talked about her earlier before, but she sent a really lovely message on the live stream. This chick loves a squad. I won an espresso machine during the last national contest, donated it to the Spay Me Clinic in Madison. They are students that they are learning and working hard. Can't wait for the next one.
That's
really
so
nice.
Awesome.
You won the prize and you gave it away. That was just very sweet of you. I don't know how to read, apparently, but that was very nice of you. So thank you.
Yep. Another one coming right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So make sure you download the Civic Media app. It is completely and absolutely free. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. He joins us every Friday. And we wanted to talk a little bit about one of Civic Media's newest endeavors is a daily newsletter.
Daily newsletter that we launched this week. Very excited about it. I've been part of putting this whole deal together. It is publishing on Substack, much like the Recombobulation Area. So a little bit of familiarity there. But, you know, I don't know how many people realize how much content that Civic Media produces
on a daily basis.
Yeah. It's just a tremendous amount of content. It is the 9 hours of original news talk programming that we have statewide. We have morning shows. We have weekly shows. We have podcasts. Our news team is growing and really starting to take off under Sholly Pittman's leadership. And I think this newsletter, this brand new newsletter that we launched on Wednesday, publishing on Substack, it's called Civic Media Today. It is free to sign up for. So you can go to civicmediatoday.substack.com to go find that. It is as free as the app. and it's just going to be the best way for you to connect with all things civic media on any given day. So it has podcasts embedded in there. It has live streams embedded in there. You can connect with your favorite shows like Matt and Air on Air. Mm-hmm. You can discover new shows that you might not even be aware of that are on the civic media network. You know, Earl Ingram's podcast. We've got Busted Pencils podcast. We've got This Week in Waukesha, Rapids Report, and on through the list of just the great many things that we have and we produce on a day-to-day basis. And so this is really going to bring you all of that in one place straight to your inbox for free every day.
It really is great. I looked at one of the preview issues before we published. And what's nice about it, as you said, Dan, is there are snippets from all over the state.
Yeah.
And it's really a great clearinghouse for all of the information that civic media puts out. But there's clips from Pat's show, and there's clips from our show, and Todd's show, and Tom's show, and Maggie's show. And like you said, Earl's great podcast, and Busted Pencils, and Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. And it's just, we know how overwhelming it can be. And this is a kind of a one-stop shop where it'll give you little tastes of things, and then you can look, you can delve further into it from there.
Right. And you can, and you can get that all, you know, just watch the videos, stream the podcasts all right from the newsletter and all of that too. And read, you know, the, and the news aspect, I think, of it too. Like what we're, part of what we're doing is like either Shali or I are kind of going to be writing this introductory paragraph each day for this. And then, you know, pulling together all of the different news headlines. Shali also does a lot of work monitoring, you know, just kind of what's going on around the state, what the news stories are. So that's part of it too. There's a, you know, kind of links. So if you want to know like what's going on around Wisconsin and beyond just like the local market that you might be in, like this is a really great way to see some of that too, because like I was looking through yesterday's and it's just like, oh, they have, you know, issues going on. We've seen some news around Milwaukee with people maybe being fired over, or, you know, Charlie Kirk related negative posts, and people are being ridiculous. But like, you know, there's that happening in Oshkosh. There's certain things happening in Wausau that is making the news. And I think this is a great way to bring all of that together and just see it all in one place and really, you know, make sense of everything that's going on in the civic media extended universe.
Yeah, there is a lot. There is a lot. And our news team continues growing. We have news folks located all over the state.
Yeah.
It's a big endeavor. It really is. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. And what's great about this, as you said, is it is completely free.
Yeah. It's free. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's, we want this to be, you know, a conversation too. Like we want this to be people to engage with this and making it interactive and multimedia and all of these types of elements. And I think, you know, check it out. It's going to be a great way for people to find so much of our content and so much of what's happening in Wisconsin.
Well, and we've always said this on our show, and I'm sure this goes across the board. If you have a topic in your town that you feel is not getting enough attention, send us an email. You know, if there's a guest or there is some charity in your town that you think needs to have a spotlight on it, let us know.
Yeah.
Because, again, we do have people all over the state now, and we rely on you to some extent to let us know what is not being covered.
Yeah, this is, you know, civic media is a it's a statewide radio network. It's a digital media operation. It's all of these things. It's also a community. We want to be building that community, and we want to be continuing to have that conversation with all of you on shows like Matt and Air on Air and in our digital spaces as well, like with what we're putting together with Civic Media today. So sign up. It's a great time to do it. Get in on the ground floor.
You can say you were one of the early subscribers.
Yeah, yeah. You can say you were there before it got huge, you know.
I was there before it was cool.
You can be the hipster sign up for.
And how do I sign up for this completely free daily newsletter?
It's civicmediatoday.substack.com. So civicmediatoday.substack.com.
We'll include that in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure that's there. Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor. Of course, the big news after the assassination of Charlie Kirk has been the crackdown of the administration on speech it doesn't like. And Jimmy Kimmel is the latest late night host that has been indefinitely suspended. There was a piece, Stephen Colbert, of course, was the first one who got the axe, although he is still broadcasting. Stephen Colbert had an interesting opening to his show last night, after the news of Jimmy Kimmel being suspended. Calvin, let's play that clip, please. If you ever seen the movie Beauty and the Beast, this should ring a few bells.
Listen up. In light of Jimmy Kimmel's suspension, ABC's parent company, the Walt Disney Corporation, has a little message for all the employees. Shut your trap. Shut your trap. We're warning you to cut the crap. Our dear leader's skin is thinner than a sheet of plastic wrap. Mum's the word, have you heard? Kissing ass is what's preferred. Don't insult our great dictator, or he'll hit you with this turd. Some new rule at ABC. Don't make fun of Donny T. And don't point out that his neck is mostly flat. So don't you make a scene or mention Jeff Epstein, or your show will be scrapped. Shut your trap.
Shut up.
Yep. Taking it sitting down. Yeah, taking it lying down.
Yeah.
It's been interesting seeing some of the response from the right.
Sure has.
It really has.
You know, I think it's so interesting, too, because we have these moments where it's just like, you know, oh, Jimmy Kimmel. Some on the right wing Twitter over the last couple of days have been like, oh, you know, it's not actually because of pressure from the FCC or the Trump administration or anything like that. It's just that he, you know, his ratings were bad and this and he screwed up in this. And then here comes Trump with posts or comments in press conferences being like, yeah, we did it. We're doing the canceling. We want to do more of the canceling. And it's just like, yeah, it's pretty obvious what's happening here. Like this is not a very difficult connect the dots puzzle that is being presented in front of us. It's pretty clear what is happening, that Donald Trump and his administration don't like what is being said about him in on TV, on late night TV, I guess, in particular. And he's throwing a little bit of a fit about it.
There are also a whole bunch of things going on behind the scenes that have to do with consolidating more of our media into fewer hands.
Yes.
And that is a big part of this as well. It's not getting nearly as much attention, but that's a big portion of this. And I found this morning, a More Perfect Union noted in 1983, back in 1983, 50 companies controlled 90% of the U.S. media market. So back in the 80s, there were 50 companies that controlled the majority of the U.S. media market, meaning television stations, radio stations, and newspapers. That number is now down to five. Five.
Awful.
Five companies, five people are determining what 90% of us are seeing on our TV. Again, these are broadcast television stations, not cable news stations, which is an entirely different thing. But the airwaves that we get for free in our homes, the vast majority of what we're seeing now are being controlled by five companies. That's not good.
And it seems to be heading towards a worse place too.
Yes.
With all of these proposed mergers that are happening out there, and like that being, you know, in many ways the kind of the catalyst for a lot of these this kowtowing to the Trump administration that we're seeing here with Paramount, with CBS as part of Paramount, I believe, right? The merger that they're trying to put through, the merger that is happening, the Disney related merger that is like happening at the same time as this. So like you can't separate that from what's happening here too. And they're just trying to get these mergers through so they can continue making more money. And what's actually the impact on the consumers, and what's the impact on free speech, and what is the impact on, you know, just this overall like almost feudalist type of relationship that people are having with Donald Trump. And you see like Tim Cook from Apple come on and just like, oh, this one's special for
you. Let me give you gold.
Just like, yeah, we're giving you all these things, and just like people coming to Trump and just like, you know, showering him with praise and like all of these things. And it's just like, oh, we have to come bring fealty to the king in order to go about our business elsewhere. And it's just it's not great. It's not great.
We're going to continue our conversation with Dan Schaefer. He is Civic Media's political editor, the creator of the Recombobulation Area. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, yeah. I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, it is our final free ticket Friday up for grabs, a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets next Friday's game as the crew hosts Cincinnati. You want to text in the word via the Civic Media app until 11 o'clock. The word is GOLD, G-O-L-D. Text in the word GOLD right now until 11 o'clock. And you are in the running for that four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets for next Friday when the Brewers host Cincinnati. Georgine from Omro, she just entered. You can, too. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, also the creator of the Recombobulation Area, talking about the fallout from Jimmy Kimmel and where is free speech in this country and some of the different reactions depending upon which side you're on. Some voices I'm seeing from the right are even there's a far right person I follow on Twitter who's like, we don't want this. We don't want the government coming in and shutting down speech. You guys, this is not good.
Well, and then here's the thing with this, too. And I, you know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk was such a dark moment and so awful and But I think, you know, in the conversations that people have been having about Kirk since his passing, you know, a lot of the people who like Charlie Kirk and like what he stood for talked about his advocacy for free speech.
Yes.
And now I have my own views about Kirk, and they're kind of complicated and weird. But I think if your appreciation of Kirk was his willingness to go out there and put himself out there and, you know, go to college campuses or go on his podcast or whatever it might be and say what he wanted to say, why would your reaction to that be to limit any criticism of him? I agree. There has been some things said about him that I think that I find rather unacceptable.
Absolutely.
And I think, but at the same time, it's just like, well, this is the system we have. This is the system we have for free speech. It is going to allow for people to say some horrible things. And I don't think that should be in any kind of impetus for these kind of like McCarthyist witch hunts of just like, let's search out people's social media things and get them fired. And let's, you know, use this as a crackdown on free speech. If anything, what you appreciated about Charlie Kirk was his advocacy for free speech. What we should be doing is the exact opposite of what's happening
absolutely
right now from the federal government, and they're putting pressure on, you know, obviously what's happening with the Kimmel situation is that what's happening with the FCC and with the Trump administration. You know, Trump is just like out here saying we're going to do more of this kind of stuff. And I just don't think if you appreciated what Kirk stood for in terms of free speech, shouldn't you also be opposed to what's happening in the wake of this? Shouldn't you not want his passing to be used for these types of means? I think that is a piece of this that has gone a little bit unexplored as well.
And I think also, and you make a very good point. Yes, if you believe that he was doing the right thing by going to campuses and having difficult discussions, you should be championing, like you said, there are horrible things that are being said. I'm against horrible things being said, but I am for your right to say those horrible things.
Exactly.
That was the deal. And I think they are using this as an excuse to consolidate power in fewer hands to control what we're hearing in the media. And that's what's behind this. And again, Chris Murphy, who's a senator, has a long explanation on his Twitter feed about Nexstar, who wanted to buy another TV station company. They announced this in August, but there's a problem there because that would then put them in control of over half of the TV stations in the country. Right now, you can't do that. Brendan Carr, the new head of the FCC, is saying, well, I might not be totally, we might find a way to make that work for you if you do this.
Mm-hmm. And this is feudalism type of thing.
That's the bigger danger.
Like, yes.
It is.
You have to show fealty to the king before you are
before
able
you
to
get
do business
your deal. Before
in
you get
our
your deal.
Fiefdom, you know? Yeah.
I personally feel like it just, for me, he didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk, and that's something we're not talking about. He didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk. He said something about the GOP using Charlie Kirk. And it wasn't a joke. There was no laughs there. Everything that's being referenced is the portion before the actual construction of the ballroom joke. He did not disrespect the memory of Charlie Kirk and the folks. And I said this yesterday, and it goes along with what you said, Dan, is if you like Donald Trump and you love Charlie Kirk, you've probably spent the past 5, 6, 7 years whining about cancel culture and people not being able to say whatever they want when usually they just want to say a slur. If you see Jimmy Kimmel getting canceled, you should be outraged by this. If you're not, then you have no basis in your argument and you are a hypocrite and I don't take you seriously then. And I'm seeing a lot of people do that. They're saying, oh, did they lock Jimmy Kimmel up? I'm like, that's not the point. Censorship doesn't mean jail. Censorship means censorship. So stop trying to rework the narrative to fit your justifications. You don't believe in the system and the First Amendment, then we're done talking.
And it's a difference when it's the actions of the government.
Yes.
That is
yes.
like leading
yes.
to this,
yes.
other than just like public outcry.
Well, yes.
Because I think most of the cancel culture, quote unquote, type stuff that we've seen over the past, you know, however many years that people have been complaining about, a lot of that is like, it's not the government doing something.
No.
It's just public opinion shifting on something.
But now the government is doing
it. But now the government is doing something, and that's different.
That should concern all of us. This affects all of us.
I'll say this really quick. Cancel culture isn't a thing. It never was. So.
News is coming up next, and then when we return, a little audio sorbet.
Indeed.
Get away from the news. We're going to talk about books and take your book recommendations. I'm very excited. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, and good luck.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a proposed bill that would effectively require state employees to return to in-person work full-time. Lisa Hale reports.
The bill requires state employees to work in their office for at least 80% of the time. It passed 51-44 along party lines in the Republican-controlled state assembly. Democratic lawmakers argued that the bill would not help the state government operate more effectively, saying remote work options helped state agencies recruit and retain good workers from across Wisconsin and help them consolidate remaining physical workspaces.
A Madison Alder is running to become Wisconsin's first openly trans member of the legislature. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Wednesday, Representative Francesca Hong announced she's running for governor. That leaves her seat open. And now there's a contender. Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is running for the seat. In 2023, she became Madison's first trans woman on the Common Council. If she wins, she'd be the first trans person in the state legislature. Here's what she told me before announcing her campaign.
It sounds so trite, but when they can see someone who is actively participating in government, who was sitting in a seat next to people and telling them, I am still a human being and I have every constitutional right that everyone else does, gosh, that makes an impact. And for that little kid who has never seen a trans person really thrive close to them, this is a beacon saying you belong and you are just as valuable as any other human life.
Her platform includes affordable housing as a human right and public policy lifting people out of poverty. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter, Nell, had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man wrongfully accused of murder who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Long Shot on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Most of the day will be dry, but a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, possible late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely tonight. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Currently, it's 62.
On Friday night, the Newman Catholic High School football team will look to move into a tie for first place in the Central Wisconsin 8 Conference with a win at first place Marion Tigerton. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing,
the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club and Wisconsin Valley Flag Football. It's Newman Catholic taking on Marion Tigerton Friday night, starting with pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7, live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the newest candidates for governor, State Senator Kelda Royes, about what propelled her into the race to lead Wisconsin in 2026 and beyond.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And don't forget, you've got about 25 minutes, 24 minutes to text in the word GOLD. Via the Civic Media app, the word to text in is GOLD, G-O-L-D. Text in the word GOLD by 11 o'clock, and you are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, really good seats, for next Friday when the Brewers host Cincinnati. Text in the word GOLD right now, G-O-L-D. Your next chance will be Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. He'll have a different keyword for you. The same with Todd Alba from 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. But right now, the word to text in, just like Gordy in Oregon, and Bryant in Madison, and Tony in McFarland, text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, and good luck. This is the portion of the program that we call Audio Sorbet, where we like to take a breath, get away from the news. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Audio Sorbet. We clean your ears with fun.
Thank you. We're going to make that into our official open.
It's going to be another t-shirt.
Yeah. Yes. And our merch is coming real soon. Yes. Audio Sorbet, where we just like to talk about something besides politics for once. And you just were part of a book club.
I was. I moderated an event last night.
How does one moderate? Are there a lot of fights at book clubs?
Well, it was a book club event that it featured both the author and one of the main subjects of the book. So it was more of a book talk.
Okay.
So like there's this thing called the Milwaukee Record Book Club. My friends at Milwaukee Record.
We love them.
Love Milwaukee Record. And Lion's Tooth is a bookstore in Bayview. And then once a month they do a music book club event there. So this one just happened to be by a Milwaukee author about a Milwaukee band.
Cool.
The author is my friend Sahan. Sahan Jayasuriya.
I love Sahan. He's such an amazing person.
So Sahan and I have known each other for a while. I actually hired him when I was at a publication back in the early 2010s, and we became fast friends, and he started writing about music, and he wrote this story about this band in Milwaukee called Die Kreuzen, who I had never heard of, but they are kind of this legendary underground yes. band.
They've been around a long time.
They were around from 1981 to 1992.
Wow.
And they were kind of a big, they were quietly this big part of the kind of like underground independent move alternative music movement that led to, I think, a lot of the grunge and alternative yep. explosion of the early 90s. And so they started out as this very much like punk hardcore band. They had their first album, which was self-titled. They had like, I think it was like 20 songs in like 16 minutes or something like that. And it's just, they're just ripping through these songs. But I think they are in many ways this band that like is the connective tissue between the punk and hardcore stuff from the early 80s mm-hmm. and the grunge and alternative stuff of the early 90s. And it was just very cool to sit with Sahan and hear about his book. And then Keith Brammer, who was the bassist for Die Kreuzen, was also there for the conversation as well.
Yeah.
So we got to hear some, you know, kind of stories from the road and stories about putting the book together and kind of revisiting this band that, you know, kind of had this very influential bent. And Sahan was able to get a bunch of, you know, big names to interview for the book. He had Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, Nico Case, Steve Albini, Butch Vig, like a lot of the, you know, the, what's his name? I'm blanking on the name. The guitarist from Soundgarden.
Kim Thayil.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm nodding like I know who these people is. Yes.
And a lot of these big names in the kind of like alternative grunge indie music world. And this band, you know, there's this famous quote about the Velvet Underground, where mm-hmm. it's just like the Velvet Underground only sold 1,000 copies of their first record, but all 1,000 people of them started a band. That's kind of how I feel about like after reading this book and learning about Die Kreuzen, because they were this band that like they never really had the major breakthrough, mm-hmm. but everybody who like found them and discovered them became huge fans of theirs.
Yeah.
And I think Soundgarden in particular was like a band. If you listen to some of these like 80s Die Kreuzen albums and then listen to some of the like the 90s Soundgarden, there's like a direct line from the sound there. And it's just very cool that like Milwaukee has this unique place in this history, which so it was a fun conversation.
Die Kreuzen is a band that I came to know when I worked at the barbershop, is where I met Sahan as well. He was a client at the barbershop and we would talk about Die Kreuzen and that band. And one of the things I really enjoy about them is that when you listen to that first album, it is definitely it's like listening to the first Replacements record. It's very aggressive. And then over time, it doesn't soften. It just changes as they grow up and become different songwriters. And that, you know, trajectory of artistic creativity is wonderful and absolutely correct. They did not get the flowers they deserved. I liken them to, an American version of the Yardbirds. I mean, the Yardbirds are probably one of the most important bands in rock and roll history that we don't talk about, but they gave us all of these stars.
All the guys that came out of it, yeah.
And I would actually put another band in that group, The Promise Ring. When you talk to bands mm-hmm. who are like bigger, like
band.
Screamo bands or pop punk bands or bands that like, you know, post-alternative, The Promise Ring was one of the most influential bands and also from Milwaukee, but also never made it huge.
Close. Got so close.
Yeah, so that was a fun event. I would encourage everybody to read this book. It's I really like the oral history format of a book because mm-hmm. you're just like, you're interviewing all the, it's just like he interviewed like dozens of people for the book and you just kind of like stack the quotes for the interviews and he's kind of like steps in at certain times as the narrator of it and all. It's a really, really good book. And there's also like, even if you're not a music fan, like there's this Milwaukee history kind of quality to it.
That
and it's
alone.
Just like these venues that were open in the 80s and they just like, you know, talk about like opening for the Ramones and like they opened for the Ramones and the Ramones smoke. They had a smoke machine at the time, but the smoke machine wasn't an actual smoke machine.
Oh, no.
It was a board that had a bunch of cigarettes taped to it or whatever, and they just lit all the cigarettes at the same time.
Oh,
that was their
hilarious.
Smoke machine for the Ramones show.
Oh, that is hilarious.
So there's just a lot of good stuff like that. You know, fixing a van in the desert.
It's the work and life of a road band.
Yeah.
The behind the scenes of being a road. It's all glamour, man.
Yep.
It's all chicks and drugs and rock and roll.
Yeah.
And changing tires.
And sleeping on floors.
Exactly. What are your book recommendations since we're talking books? 855-752-4842. We've talked in the past about do people read? I know there are a lot of people who are readers.
Yeah. I've heard that people like reading. It's very popular.
It is a pleasurable activity. 855-752-4842. Any books that you have read recently that you would recommend?
Jane, you got to do a little reading recently,
I
right?
I did. When we were on vacation, and we always get lucky because we stay in a place where people leave books behind.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm always grateful for that because I bring my tablet, but I prefer to read actual books than read off my Kindle. So this is an old book. I want to say this is from, the 1990. It's going back a ways. It's by Nick Hornby, and it's High Fidelity.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Which they turned into a movie with John Cusack, which I had never seen. The book is one of the funniest things I have read in my life.
It's so good. It's one of my favorites. Yeah,
it is. I have so much affection now for this book because we're away. We're on vacation. I'm sitting around the pool and I am bursting out laughing and people are looking at me around the pool like, oh, she's let me move my lounge chair away from her. But it is laugh out loud funny. There are just things in there that ring so true. about relationships. It's about relationships.
Relationships and music.
And music.
Really.
And
yeah.
It is so brilliant. Even if you've seen the film and then I watched the film when we got back,
oh, nice.
It's good. It's not as good as the book.
Yeah.
Read the book. High Fidelity, Nick Hornby. You will laugh. I hope.
It's great. It's so good. I like the movie a lot. Yeah,
I like the movie too.
Yeah.
But there are just some things in the book that the way he has with words, it's just brilliant.
Nick Hornby's great. There's also they also did a remake of the movie as like a TV season, a one season
with Zoe Kravitz.
Was it only supposed to be one season?
I think it was only supposed to be one season. Right. Yeah, so they did the one season a few years ago. I enjoyed that too. That was pretty good. As far as remakes go, I don't always like remakes, but that one was pretty solid. Good book.
855-752-4842. We're taking your book club recommendations. Another one that I read that I didn't think I would enjoy, but it was by Michael Palin of Monty Python fame. And he is a big Ernest Hemingway fan of all things. And he kind of followed Ernest Hemingway's journey.
Oh, wow.
Which, again, I am not necessarily a big Hemingway fan. Bullfighting is not, let me read more about bullfighting. But, again, Michael Palin's perspective was just so interesting.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting journey if you're a big Hemingway fan.
Sometimes the story's like about the books or movies getting made or whatever are more interesting than the actual, like the documentary about making Apocalypse Now is kind of better than Apocalypse
the
Now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There is a documentary called Overnight, which is about the guy who created the Boondock Saints.
Okay.
Wrote and directed and how one man who was so fought over in Hollywood for this script did everything he can to destroy everything he was given with just having the most arrogant attitude and the biggest mouth. I mean, literally, the cover of the DVD is him having a film camera against his head like he's going to shoot himself because that's what he did. He killed his career because he just wouldn't shut up. I don't like Boondock Saints. I think it's an overrated movie, but that documentary is amazing because you're like, will someone get him to stop, please? You are burning money in front of us. It was amazing.
Calvin, you're a book reader.
Yeah, so I actually hadn't read a novel since March until this Sunday. I knocked one out. I read, just finished Annihilation by Jeff Vandermeer. It has a movie with Natalie Portman in it that I've heard it's a good movie, but it doesn't have really anything to do with the book that it's based on. But the book is really good. It's, I don't want to call it horror because it's not really scary, but it's kind of spooky a little.
Oh, I like that.
It's about a an expedition going into this ecological zone that has weird things happening in it.
Wow.
Ecological zone, weird things. I'm there.
Spooky too.
What is it called?
It's called Annihilation. It's part of the Southern Reach trilogy.
All right. Thank you, Calvin. Right. And Jenny's going to get the last word on the live stream. An oldie but a goodie, Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain. Raw, hilarious, introspective. His voice is missed.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Bourdain. All right. We are just about out of time. Richard from Waukesha, you're going to check in on book recommendations. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I have something interesting. It's a movie I watched called Spinning Gold, a true story on Neil Bogart and Casablanca Records.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I would watch that.
And what's it called? Spinning Gold?
A millionaire. Yeah. And he started the record companies that did Kiss and the Isaac Brothers, and he competed against Motown.
Excellent. Appreciate it, Richard. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right. Book club recommendations.
There you go.
Go to the library this weekend. Check out some books. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, creator of the Recombobulation Area. Subscribe to the Recombobulation Area. Subscribe to Civic Media's new daily newsletter.
Civic Media Today. Mm-hmm. Today.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Monkey Hito edition. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. All right, 7 minutes left. 7 minutes less. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. Get out your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word GOLD by 11 o'clock. That will get you in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets on the third baseline. Really good seats for next Friday's game at AmFam Field when the Brewers host Cincinnati. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, until 11 o'clock, our final Free Ticket Friday for the year. Tom Hartman will have a different keyword for you from 11 to 2. And then Todd Albaugh, 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn wraps it up from 4 to 6. But right now, the word to text in via the Civic Media app only is GOLD, G-O-L-D. And then be ready, coming soon, possibly Monday.
Whoa.
A new multi-state text to win contest with some wonderful and fabulous prizes.
exciting prizes, I must say.
There's some good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So make sure you download the Civic Media app. It is
absolutely free.
There you go. Coming up next week, we have got a jam-packed show for you. Jocasta's Emma Ripa is going to be joining us right off the bat on Monday morning at 9:35. She is a Milwaukee County board member.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to be running for office.
Oh my! And following after at 10:06 will be Corrine Hendrickson, who just also announced her candidacy for state office as well. I mean, we're getting to know the candidates.
Yes, Corrine Hendrickson. In case that name sounds familiar, she's joined the show many times. Yeah. She was a longtime daycare provider in Wisconsin, who essentially had to close because of the dire straits of childcare providers.
And the inability for the state to step up and do something.
Yeah, apparently people like, I don't know, Ron Johnson, just think that people like Corrine should just stay home and do it for free. Just watch other people's kids for nothing.
That's a good plug to go to our Instagram page, Matt and Air on Air. Follow us and check out that video because it is one of the most, next to our Jon Stewart video we did, it's one of our most viewed videos. And Corrine Hendrickson tells a story about meeting Senator Johnson and his thoughts.
His thoughts on the child care crisis. Yeah, that'll make us sit up and go,
so
what?
Embarrassing.
Okay. It is 10:55, Calvin. It is getting a little late. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This is the Monkey Hito edition that Calvin found from CBS News, Sarah Matz, with the byline. The headline reads, wild chimpanzees consume the equivalent of two cocktails a day in the form of boozy fruit. In the forests of Uganda and another place I can't pronounce, chimpanzees crowd into fig and plum trees, feasting on the soft, sweet fruit, which is just a little boozy.
Nice.
A new study shows the daily snacks quietly add up to the equivalent of about two alcoholic drinks for humans. A team of scientists.
Research, folks, research.
A team of scientists at University of California, Berkeley, tested the fruit chimps that the chimps are snacking on, figs, plum-like fruits. In the end, they found on average the fruit's alcohol content came in at about 0.3% by weight. When chimpanzees eat 10 pounds of fruit a day and weigh around 90 pounds, that's about 14 grams of ethanol, about two cocktails for a human. They don't get drunk, though.
And that was the question I was going to ask from an evolutionary standpoint. If they've probably been eating this fruit for a while and their bodies don't have the same sort of reaction to alcohol. And I mean, as in, like, if you drink a lot of alcohol over time, you eventually develop your liver.
You develop kind of a tolerance
exactly,
for it.
Exactly, exactly.
Researchers say to actually get drunk, the chimps would have to binge on fruit until they balloon. Instead, they are exposed to a steady low dose, more like a quiet buzz from nature's own fermentation process.
Hey, man, times are tough. Got to get by how you can. You
wanna... It's not easy in the forest.
And I don't see them trying to drive, so don't judge them, too. All right? Live their life.
A professor of integrative biology, Robert Dudley, first floated the drunken monkey hypothesis in 2000, arguing our attraction to alcohol could come from our ancestral fruit-eating habits.
Well, we shouldn't talk about evolution or people might get mad. So it's like, you know.
He argued that it makes sense that primates would be tuned to alcohol since their diets have long revolved around ripe fruit. So essentially, chimpanzees are having a little aperitif.
And when asked for comment, UW-Madison sophomore Ethan Strommel said, cool, bro.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you, most of all, for calling and for texting and for listening and for watching on the live stream. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. We have news coming up next. Text in the word gold, G-O-L-D, and then listen for your next keyword with Tom Hartman. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Listening to Both Balls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Days after a federal immigration crackdown intensified in Chicago, protesters this morning clashed with authorities outside an ICE facility. CBS Chicago reporter Darius Johnson.
I can still feel a lot of that tear gas and the deployment of the pepper balls kind of in my chest right now.
And President Trump talking by phone with China's president this morning. CBS's Natalie Brand says it was billed as a call to finalize a deal on TikTok.
This call is between the two leaders to really firm up that framework.
The House has passed a Republican bill to stave off a government shutdown, condemned by Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It continues to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
It's seen as not likely to pass as is in the Senate. The CDC vaccine advisory panel today put off action on a plan to delay the hepatitis B vaccine for babies. Current guidelines remain. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve K.